Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com. Today is Monday, March the 4th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler Travis & Rosenberg. When I learned to drive in Kentucky, there was always the possibility of getting lost on a country road at night. With the map applications on our phones, as well as the navigation systems in our cars, there's no risk of that happening now, thankfully. Automotive manufacturers keep improving their vehicles' high-tech features, and experts predict that as soon as 2025, virtually all new cars will be connected to wireless networks. That interconnectedness is causing worry about potential national security risks. On February the 29th, the White House issued a statement on the risk that connected vehicles could collect sensitive data about American citizens and our infrastructure that then is sent back to what are referred to as countries of concern, especially China. China is now the world's largest automotive exporter, and while there aren't many Chinese cars entering the U.S. at present, there's concern about increased shipments of cars from Chinese firms either directly or via assembly here or in Mexico. The White House acknowledged that potential regulations would be an unprecedented action, but claims that restrictions may be needed to ensure that cars on U.S. roads from countries of concern like China do not undermine our national security. Further, they noted that China imposes restrictions on American autos and other foreign autos operating in China. Reportedly, Tesla vehicles are banned from some government-affiliated venues and have faced other use restrictions there. Certainly makes you wonder if the Chinese authorities know something we don't know in terms of possible risks from high-tech foreign vehicles. In response, the Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security opened a 60-day comment period seeking public input to assist in developing regulations to secure the information and communications technology and services, or ICTS, supply chain for connected vehicles. Referring to the potential for both espionage and sabotage, Commerce included a request for suggestions for implementation mechanisms that address these risks through potential prohibitions or possible other mitigation measures. It's critically important that private sector experts share their expertise with federal government to ensure that we're protected but not hamstrung by new regulations. And as always, we're here to help you navigate that federal comment process so Commerce Department gets the best advice on this highly technical but critically important national security concern.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.